Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world, hearing them tell the stories of their daily life, hearing them tell the stories of their adventures, of their learning, hearing them tell the stories of how wonderful life is. And I'm sitting on the bedside table of Ellen, Anita, and Sylvia, and they are just each 8 years old. Each one, 8 years old. Now, Ellen is sort of the mouthpiece. She's always speaking up. And so she says, "Mr. Candle?" And I say, "Yes." "I can see you. You're sitting on my bedside table. And Anita and Sylvia are sitting here too." "Yes, I see you all," I say to them. "You look very happy tonight. What are you doing? What are you thinking about?" "Well, Mr. Candle, my mom says I am wonderful." "Am I really wonderful?" "I sometimes have thoughts, Mr. Candle, about doing things that mommy doesn't approve of. I have sometimes thoughts doing things that are not going to be happy for everybody in the world, but it makes me laugh." "Well, what do you think about those type of thoughts, Ellen? Do you think those thoughts are good thoughts to have? Do you think they're the kind of thoughts that an 8-year-old should have in their thinking?" "Well, I was watching on YouTube the other day, Mr. Candle, and I saw this 9-year-old boy telling all the world what he thought the world was all about, what he thought were the answers to life's experiences. And you know, Mr. Candle, he was a very smart boy." "Well, do you think you're a very smart girl, Ellen?" "Oh, yes." And Anita speaks up, "Oh, yes, Mr. Candle, she is very smart. She knows all the answers." And Sylvia speaks up, "Well, most of the time she knows all the answers. Sometimes she has a few things that are not quite perfect." "Well, what do you mean by that, Sylvia?" "Well, there are times when I want her to do things with me, and she doesn't want to do it. She has other things she wants to do." "Well, what's wrong with that, Sylvia? Isn't that the way life is, that we all live our own life and do our own things and have our own fun? Isn't that what life sometimes is all about?" "No, life should be about doing what I want to do." "Well, I think that's pretty wonderful, Sylvia. But what if everybody doesn't want to do what you want to do? What do you do?" "Well, I just go and do it myself." "Well, Sylvia, do you know that that's the best answer you could ever give? Whenever life doesn't do what you want to do, you just go and do what you want to do yourself, and you be yourself, and you just have fun." "Oh, I do, Mr. Candle, I do. I know how to have fun, Mr. Candle." Sylvie was so filled with bubbles. She says, "I know all the time how to have fun." And Ellen said, "You know, Mr. Candle, she does. She knows all the time how to have fun. She is always enjoying everything she does. She's always enjoying all the people she sees. And all the kids on the block just look at her and say, 'Oh, Sylvia is so wonderful. Sylvia is so great. Sylvia is so super. Sylvia's always got ideas of things to do. Sylvia is a leader.'" "Well, do you like to be a leader, Sylvia?" "Well, sometimes. Sometimes. But, you know, when you're a leader, you got to do things that you want them to do. And you got to do things that you think are right to do. And you got to do things that are always fun to do." "Well, isn't that what you always do, Sylvia?" "Well, most of the time." "I don't know about that," Anita said. "To do what I want to do most of the time and have fun most of the time is not something that's easy to do." "Well, Anita, why do you say it's not something that's easy to do, to be yourself and have fun? Why do you say that?" "Well, sometimes I just like to sit and look at the clouds and daydream." "Oh, an 8-year-old daydreamer. Well, how about that? And what do you daydream about, Anita?" "Well, I daydream all about the wonderful things that are going on in the world. I look at all the nice things my mom does for me and my dad does for me. I look at all the nice things my sisters do for me. And I look at all the nice things that are going on all around me. And I'm so happy. I come home and I say, 'Hey, this is a wonderful day. Oh, everything is so beautiful.' And everybody looks at me and they say, where did you get that bubble from? And I say, well, it just was always inside of me, and I let it out now and then. Oh, Anita, you are an 8-year-old bubble, and you just always are bubbling. I like it that way. I think that's a good idea, Mr. Candle said. I think it's a good idea to bubble. I think it's a good idea to like yourself. I think it's a good idea to look up at the clouds and say, oh, how wonderful they are. To look at all the birds and the bees and the chestnut trees and to look at all of the things that are going on around me. I think it's wonderful. Oh, you know what, Mr. Candle? Anita was bubbling with some more ideas. I love to sit and watch my dad as he works in his special little room where he raises orchids. And my dad raises beautiful orchids. Oh, he does? Well, how does he raise orchids? Well, he keeps the temperature always nice. He keeps the air moist, and he waters the plants only on certain times, not too much, not too little. And he's always putting his finger in the soil and checking it. And the beautiful orchids are so glorious. They're so beautiful to look at. Each one is so perfect. And my dad says, now, remember, these are very expensive plants, so we want to take very good care of them. Well, Dad, I said to my pop, I said, Dad, am I an expensive plant too? Anita, you are my prize plant. All of my daughters, all of my family are my prize plant. And I take good care of you, and I feed you, and I house you, and I clothe you, and I teach you all about being the beautiful beings that you are and letting it out. And standing up for who you are at all times and being a happy person. I know, Dad. I know. I do that, too, Anita said. I do that. I like doing that. Because she talked to her dad, and her dad listens. And then they go in the house. And when they go in the house, Anita says to her mom, hey, Mom, Dad's orchids are beautiful. And Mom says, yes, I know. He certainly raises beautiful orchids. But I think the most beautiful orchids your dad raises are his daughters. These girls that are in our family are priceless. They are beyond measure. They are wonderful. We nurture them. We care for them. We share with them. We love them. Oh, Mom, you always say I'm wonderful. And am I really so wonderful? I don't always do things like the other girls do. Well, Anita, you do things like you do, and you know the values that this family has, and you live harmonious with those values. Yes, Mom, I do. Yes, yes, Mom, I do. And so he says, well, you know, my mom says the same thing about me. My mom thinks that I'm just the most wonderful daughter. She says, I take care of all the children, and I always am like a mommy to everybody, and I am just so wonderful. My mommy says that. She says that all the time. Oh, your mommy must be very perceptive, Sylvia. Your mommy must be very special, I tell her, because she sees right beyond all of the dreams, desires, and goals that you have, and she sees you as an ideal child. Oh, Sylvia, you are so blessed to have a mommy like you have. And Anita, you're so blessed to have a mommy like you have. And Ellen, your mommy taught you to be a very competent, capable, positive person. And she teaches you even now, as she is not with you here. She's at home, and you're here with your friends. And you act with your friends like your mommy taught you, to be loving, unconditionally loving. Oh, Mr. Candle, what does unconditionally mean? It means to love somebody without any reason. To love somebody without any expectation from them. To love anybody, anybody in the world, including yourself, without feeling that you must do one thing or another, that you just be yourself and have fun. Oh, Mr. Candle, I like that. Ellen was so happy about that. She says, I like that, and that's the kind of girl I am. Well, I know that. I know that, Ellen. I know that, Anita. I know that, Sylvia. That's the kind of girls that you are. And when you grow up to be mature ladies, when you grow up and have your families, when you grow up and have your world, you can be sure that whatever values you learned at your mommy's side, whatever values you learned from your daddy, whatever values you learned from your family, that will be the value that you live your life by. And from what I can see, Mr. Kettle was so happy about it, from what I can see, you live a very good life. Oh, girls, look out the window. There comes that Mr. Candle, that Mr. Sandman. He's my sidekick. And he is coming here, and he is going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you. And he's going to put you to sleep and say, have happy, happy, happy dreams. And you're going to think beautiful thoughts. Just like you do in the daytime, you're going to think it in the nighttime. So, girls, climb into bed, call your mommies, say, Mommy, Daddy, I'm ready to go to sleep. Mr. Candle said that the Sandman's coming. Come on, come on, come on, hurry up before I fall asleep. And Mommy and Daddy come in, hug you all, kiss you all, and say, you're my sweethearts. You're so wonderful. Boys and girls, I'll be back another time. And this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.